hot, just like tea life.
Mike Show here with me, TP. If you love meatballs and you want to try a new way of cooking them, like you got tired of boiling them, steaming them, frying them, deep frying them, this would be a perfect one, bro. Take your meatballs out of the freezer and thaw them a couple of minutes before slicing them into thick slices. Next, you're gonna stir fry them in a pan until they're golden brown. Like, make sure they have to be golden brown so that you've got that crispy texture. Then add chopped garlics, light soy sauce, and also oyster sauce. Give it a good mix before adding in some chopped up red and green chilies to give it that slight of heatiness and spiciness. Of course, if you're not a fan of spiciness, you can opt the chilies out, you can add scallions and also green onions. Like, this dish alone is done, and it can help you to eat two bowls of rice down for sure, easily two bowls. It's gonna be tasting a little bit of savory side, and it's more than an ordinary just a deep frying kind of meatball, because you got that sauce. And whenever, if you love garlic, this is gonna be a perfect recipe for you as well. TFM.
Sit back and relax and enjoy Tea Life.
Hey, what's up, Tea Life on the Night Show right here on TFM. Here, hang out with your boy TP here. Now, there are many good noodle recipes out there, as well as delicious instant noodles, but today I'm gonna share with you this peanut sauce noodle recipe that you can do it on your own, and it's gonna taste so good. Okay, so take a scoop of peanut butter, add it into a bowl, and then add in some water and mix it up until it's like a smooth, silky paste. So make sure to not add too much. Add a little by little until it's just this silky paste, right? Next, add in 2 spoons of light soy sauce, 1/2 tablespoon of dark soy sauce, black vinegar, and white sugar. All of this 1/2 tablespoon, yeah? And finally, the final one ingredient, very, very important one, is you need to add either scallion oils, like you fry the scallion in the scallion oils, or onion oils, or just normal olive oil if you want to be a little bit healthy, depending whichever you have, and your peanut sauce is done. All that's left to do is boil some noodles, add it into the peanut sauce, mix it all up, and your peanut sauce dry noodle is done. Creamy, rich, savory, and a little bit sweet. This is a very, very popular recipe over in China, which they can just made it like, it's called 花生拌酱面. It's a very delicious, perfect sinful food, especially if you are craving for something creamy in the middle of the night. TFM.
Woohoo! Tea Life is here!
Welcome back to the Night Show here. Hello, bonjour, TP here. Now, this is yet another simple recipe that you can do if you're tired of cooking after a long day at work. Like, we've all been there, done that, right? All you need is some dumplings, eggs, and an air fryer. Simple 3-ingredient material thing. Now first, take out the dumplings and put them into a baking parchment. Put it into the air fryer, but make sure to arrange it nicely, like maybe in a circle kind of thing, kind of way. Air fry them for 200 degrees Celsius for 5 minutes. Yes, 5 minutes is suffice to give it a little bit of that yellowy complexion, a golden complexion. Take them out and pour in 2 beaten eggs and sprinkle some green onions and sesame seeds on top. Continue to the air fry them at 180 degrees Celsius for 15 minutes. Now this time is a longer, and your simple and effortless dinner is done, packed with proteins, because you've got the meat from the dumplings, you got the protein from the meat and from the eggs. It's gonna be delicious. Honestly, right now I'm confused by myself, because all I can think of is food, and if I'm living by myself right now, I can have this every single day. Legit. TFM.